This is Long Story Short from the Connecticut Mirror and WSHU Public Radio. I'm Ebong Udama. Connecticut hospitals run by Trinity Health cited for the most patient safety violations in the state.
Both Johnson Memorial and St. Francis are owned by Trinity Health of New England, and these hospitals account for the two hospitals that have the most immediate jeopardies.
That's Katie Galvala, the Connecticut Mirror's health reporter. She's done a deep dive into why Connecticut leaders demand more investments from Michigan-based Trinity Health following non-compliance reports at its Connecticut hospitals. More to come after this.
Whether you order a grinder or a hero for lunch, spend summers on the Sound or on Jones Beach, and I'm not even going near the pizza debate, there's something for nutmeggers and Long Islanders alike on the WSHU podcast, After All Things. Get the news and culture from around the Long Island Sound in less than 15 minutes. Hosted by me, Sabrina Garone. Weeknights wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, Katie. You say an earlier story by a Hartford Current reporter prompted you to dig into this story further. Could you just tell us a little bit about that story?
Yeah, definitely. That seems like a good place to start. So last month, Livy Stanford in the Hartford Current published a story about how St. Francis Hospital, a hospital in Hartford, in the north end of Hartford, has received 9 immediate jeopardy citations since August 2023. Now, an immediate jeopardy citation is, you know, inspectors, federal inspectors or state inspectors acting on behalf of the federal government, the U.S. Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, or CMS. They go into hospitals periodically. Sometimes it's, you know, on a schedule. Other times it's in response to something that someone may have reported. They go into hospitals and they check out what's going on. And an immediate jeopardy is the most egregious citation they can give a hospital when they go in and survey it. And, you know, Livy outlined several of these specific instances, which you can find in publicly available reports. Some of these resulted in patient deaths. And that got me wondering, you know, what else should we know about the hospitals in Connecticut? And so what I did was I pulled all the reports on hospital quality that are available through the state going back through 2020 and looked at them. And, you know, a couple different things stood out. Another hospital called Johnson Memorial, that is a rural hospital in Stafford, Connecticut, and also owned by the same parent company as St. Francis, Trinity Health of New England owns both.
Now, Trinity Health New England is a subsidiary of Trinity Health, which is based in Michigan, right?
Yeah, these hospital organizational charts can be like spider webs. So yes, Trinity Health is a national company that has 90 hospitals across 23 states. Trinity Health of New England is a subsidiary of Trinity Health that operates in Connecticut and Massachusetts. And so both Johnson Memorial and St. Francis account for the two hospitals that have the most immediate jeopardies since 2023 of any hospital in Connecticut. And so when you see two hospitals owned by the same parent company that are ranked 1 and 2 for these safety and quality issues, I think that's something that readers deserve to know and deserve to have laid out for them. And so that's what this story attempts to do.
Now, tell us about the visit last week to St. Francis by Senator Saud Anwar. Who is he and why was he visiting the hospital? And what did he find?
Yeah, so Senator Anwar is the co-chair of state senator, and he is the co-chair of the Legislative Public Health Committee. He is also a physician himself. And, you know, he's been raising issues about St. Francis for several years, and he has been asking St. Francis to have him there for a tour so that he could see what was going on for himself. Now, in April, Trinity Health of New England had a big shakeup. They ousted their president and CEO of the health system, and they also ousted the president of St. Francis Hospital. Those two people have been replaced with longtime Trinity executives who are also physicians themselves. And they're saying that this shakeup and the new leadership is what is going to bring a new future for St. Francis. So, since that new leadership has been announced, Senator Anwar has been saying, can you invite me to the hospital so I can see what's going on for myself? They invited a few reporters to tag along. And so I got to see what they had to show. They were very honest about the issues going on at St. Francis. So when we asked Trinity Health of New England for comment for this story, they said that most of the issues at Johnson Memorial have been resolved and the state gave the same kind of information. And so, even though we do write about quality issues at hospitals, I think it's also important to state that in general, hospitals are safe places to go for care. And for the most part, people are receiving good care. But it's also important to highlight some of these quality issues. So,
And talking about Johnson Memorial, it was the ICU that wasn't functioning, and that was because of a staffing issue. Could you just explain a little bit about that? Seems strange to me that an ICU was closed, but what happened here?
So basically, what happened is that a patient who came in with some shortness of breath, who was on a non-critical care unit in the hospital, ended up displaying signs of rapidly decreasing blood pressure. And the physician that was treating him said, "Okay, this is getting critical now. The patient needs this medication that needs to be administered by a nurse with a certain type of critical credentialing. Those nurses are most often found in the ICU. And so, because the ICU was closed at the time, this patient was not able to get that medication for another 4 hours because they had to be transferred to a hospital with an ICU. Johnson Memorial says that now they have a system in place where the ICU might be closed if no one needs it, for example, but then if a patient needs that ICU level of care, they have a system in place to open up the ICU.
Well, Katie, I hope you'll continue to keep an eye on this and keep us informed because this is something that I know the general public is very concerned about.
Absolutely. I think it's an important thing to keep an eye on for sure.
Well, thank you so much, Katie.
Thank you.
Long Story Short is hosted by me, Ebon Udana, and produced by Molly Ingram. Harriet Jones is our editor. WSHU's Alicia Daddario and the Connecticut Mirror's Gabby DeBenedictis are our digital team. This podcast is a collaboration between the Connecticut Mirror and WSHU Public Radio. We go behind the scenes at the home of public policy journalism in Connecticut. More can be found online at ctmirror.org and wshu.org. Our episodes can be found wherever you get your podcasts.